From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is reminding specialty crop growers that the deadline for submitting applications for coronavirus food assistance program is today. According to thepacker.com, applications for the program at farmers.gov/CFAP were originally due August 28th. The program is administered through the USDA's Farm Service Agency and is a sister program for the Farmers to Families Food Box program. As a result of COVID-19, 82% of Georgia farmers lost revenue, according to the impact survey conducted by the UGA Center for Agribusiness and Economic Development. According to the GFB, some of the state's leading ag organizations, including the Georgia Farm Bureau, the Georgia Foundation for Agriculture, and the Georgia Grown Program, supported the survey by publicizing it and collecting responses. It's important to note COVID-19 statistics, policies, and circumstances continue to evolve. Corn and soy purchases are up, but USDA's latest data shows Chinese imports through July are still below 2018 levels and far below meeting Phase 1 goals. As reported by AgriPulse, China imported over $7.7 billion of U.S. ag products between January and July, putting the pace above last year but below 2018 levels after the U.S.-China trade war began. China imported about $1.15 billion of U.S. goods in July but needs to go higher to meet its Phase 1 obligation of $36.5 billion. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.